This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 454 for Tuesday, June 27th. I'm Adam Pelosciotti. The ICE Futures canola market was down by double digits before making up some ground near the end of trading. Statistics Canada reported that the country produced 323,000 tons of canola oil in May, up 30% from 1 year ago. Chicago's oil finished higher, with European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil both in the red on Tuesday. Crude oil lost more than $1 US per barrel. The Canadian dollar was down nearly 2/10 of a US cent compared to Monday's close. Statistics Canada reported earlier today that the country's inflation rate dropped 3.4% in May, its lowest level since June 2021. The Central Data Agency will also release its latest principal field crop acreage estimates on Wednesday. The July canola contract was down $9.30 per ton at $739.30, while the November canola contract was down $7.90 per ton at $713.70. In the U.S., corn, soybeans, and wheat were all lower due to rain in the forecast, with wheat suffering the biggest losses. The U.S. Department of Agriculture will release its acreage and quarterly grain stocks reports on Friday. The USDA rated the nation's corn crop at 50% good to excellent on Monday, down 5% points from the previous week, and is also 4% silking. Illinois was down 10 points to 26% good to excellent, while Indiana was 9 points lower to 56%. Both states are expecting rain in the 7 to 10-day weather forecasts. Crop consultant Dr. Michael Cordonnier cut his U.S. average corn yield forecast by 2 bushels per acre to 175, with a reduced production estimate of 14.61 billion bushels. The USDA's attaché in China estimated the country's hybrid seed corn production at 1.36 million tons for 2022-23, up 31% from the year before. The September corn contract was down 28 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.56. The USDA rated the country's soybean crop at 51% good to excellent, down 3 points from last week. Illinois, Indiana, and Iowa all saw declines ranging from 8 to 10 points. The crop is 96% emerged and 10% blooming, 7 and 1 per point ahead of their respective averages. Dr. Michael Cordonnier cut his average yield estimate for U.S. soybeans by half a bushel to 50.5, with production at 4.39 billion bushels. Iran is tendering for 120,000 tons of soybeans from South America. The August soybean contract was down 29 U.S. cents per bushel at $13.96, while the November contract was also down 29 U.S. cents per bushel at $12.94. U.S. spring wheat conditions declined by 1 point to 50% good to excellent, with 31% headed as of June 25th, 21 points up from last week. Winter wheat conditions in the U.S. were up 2 points to 40% good to excellent, with 24% of the harvest completed, up 9 points from last week. Kansas's wheat harvest is only 21% complete, with yields averaging between 30 and 40 bushels per acre. Russia's wheat crop is projected to drop 17% to 86.7 million tons, while Ukraine may only produce 17.5 million, half as much as its record crop 2 years ago. The September Chicago wheat contract was down 39 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.99. The September Kansas City hard red wheat contract was down 29 U.S. cents per bushel at $8.40. The September Minneapolis spring wheat contract was down 30 U.S. cents per bushel at $8.42. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Tuesday, June 27th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pelosciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.